Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hello, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, October 28, 2013. We have been with you back to back for 3 days straight. However, we're going to take a break tomorrow and we'll be back with you again on Wednesday and then again on Saturday. And it's been a pleasure having all these segments and shows that we were able to bring to our listeners, bring to you, so that you can just kind of get an idea of all the options that are available out there for you to be able to do and be whoever it is that you choose you want to be. Tonight is just another opportunity that we have to bring that to you. We are seeing her work, but didn't know it was her work. See, what she does is she brings to you the faces that you see in the movies. Her title is casting director, and her name is Winston Sinclair. Ms. Sinclair is a film industry veteran. She has over 20 years of experience in the casting arena. She's worked with directors such as Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, Oliver Stone, John Singleton, and she's casted principals and extras for films like Amistad, Malcolm X, Waiting to Exhale, She Hate Me, Inside Man, Too Fast, Too Furious, Black Snake Moon, Cadillac Records, Precious, and her most recent projects are For Colored Girls, Violet and Daisy, collaborations that she's had, and, you know, you have to really be on the top of your game to be able to command the attention of the directors like Steven Spielberg, like Lee Oliver Stone, John Singleton. So that just is a testament to how well she does what she does. But that's not all that she does. And we are going to find out a lot more about her and her new venture, which is not so new, but she's moving over to another territory and she's putting her stake in a new territory. And we're going to see what that's going to be like, what her plans are for that particular venture that she's getting ready to embark upon. And we're just going to see. We have to wait for her to call in. As we know, sometimes we have to kind of talk you kind of overlap. For example, on Saturday's show with you, the best invention ever with Lindsay Saunders, she was scheduled to have two guests on her show, and Ralph, the first guest, he was in Ireland or Scotland, something like that, doing a sound check, and the sound check ran over, and normally it doesn't last that long, and they can kind of cut it, and he'll be able to do whatever he needs to do, but that particular day, the sound check ran over into the time that he was supposed to dial into the show, and unfortunately, he dialed in after we had signed off, so those particular things happened, but she was able to, you know, continue to show with her second guest that she had planned to bring on to the show, which was an amazing woman, and she talked about, you know, health and wellness, which is very important to us today, and it should be important to us. Gonna have, okay, an array of guests scheduled for the next few shows, and Wednesday we will definitely have Real Estate Straight Talk with Sharon Homer and Joe Bilardo. And for many of you who listen to our segments, you know that we also have Wolf Zone Radio. Wolf Zone Radio also deals with a different aspect of the real estate arena. It deals with wealth building, the whole knowledge of developing generational wealth and financial wellness, wellness and health, financial health and financial wellness. Got a little confused there. And it is more, and it goes beyond than just real estate. It goes into, you know, just developing a portfolio for yourself and all the things that you need to have so that when you encounter different things, like you buy a home, investments that you want to do in stocks and bonds, as well as, you know, your will and trust and all of those different things that you want to put into place. That's what she discussed there. So it goes way beyond real estate, but they also give you some great, great pointers on real estate and the real estate industry. And we have our other real estate straight talk with Sharon Holm on Wednesdays, where she discussed specifically the real estate market and what's going on and the different things that you can do in certain geographical locations. Not generalization in some respects, but more specific to certain locations. And they talk about some of the things that they've done, and they bring on different guests. So it may seem similar, but in retrospect, they are somewhat different. And then we're going to have a recording artist with us on Saturday. And he is, I believe, a real name. His name is, I'm trying to look it up. I'm not going fast enough. And that's just so sad. Oh, I believe our guest is with us now. But I believe our guest name is Nelson. I'm sorry if I'm messing it up, but I'll have it in a second. And it is Nelson Frank. There you go. So please, we did a brief introduction for our guest. Her name is Winston Sinclair, and she is with Winston Sinclair and Associates. And as I told you, she has an amazing resume, and we want to understand and know what brought her into, how did she begin, you know, what was the thing that really made her decide to do this. So let me bring her on. I believe we lost our person. And she was just here a second ago. Don't tell me. Oh, she's back. There you go. Hello?
Hello?
Winston?
Yep.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I was rambling for a little while there, but I'm glad I got you.
I'm sorry. We were trying to pull over until we could get the number, but we're here now.
Okay, good, great. I'm so glad you're able to join us. And, well, we have so much to discuss. You're such an amazing, phenomenal woman, and your resume just speaks volumes to your dedication and commitment to what you do. Now,
I can't complain. I've been blessed.
That is an amazing thing, and it's amazing to see.
Hello, hello.
You have been, can you hear me?
I lost you for a minute. Hello?
Okay. Now, yeah, I'm here. What made you decide to go into this particular industry?
Actually, you know, I was a theater major in college, but it wasn't until I graduated that a girlfriend gave me Spike's address and told me that I should go ahead and write to him.
Oh, really? So that's all it took? To write? And
I didn't even want to write to him. She tried for 2 months to get me to write to him. And then finally one morning she called me. She said, here, write the address down. I don't care what you do with it. I just need to know that I gave it to you. And she gave me the address on a Monday. I wrote him the letter. I mailed it on Tuesday. His executive producer, John Killick, called me on Thursday. And that's the whole story.
Wow. Was it the little firehouse?
Say it again? Hello, hello. I think we have a bad connection.
Oh, I think we do. And let's see. We're going to try to fix this real quick. The number that I have appearing before me is the number that I can dial you in on?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to dial you in on that number, and just give me a couple of seconds, okay?
All right, no problem.
Thank you. Well, everyone, as you can tell, we have these issues that come up, and in order for us to be able to give you the kind of broadcasting that we would like to give you, we have to make some modifications and changes when necessary. So that's how that rolls. Okay. And we're just going to do what we need to do because... Okay, so hopefully. I'm really not sure. But it's just not cool for me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's very garbled, but I think I can make it out. Yeah, this is actually worse than it was before. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Don't hear me. Just call right now. Right now, that's a 205 number. That's me calling you. Yes. Okay, can you hear me? Hear me?
I can hear you, but I think it's just something wrong with the connection because it's like it's garbled and an echo. But I hear you better now than the last call.
Okay, so.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, this is perfect. Whatever this is perfect.
Okay, great. Good. Now, we started off with the fact that you talked about writing the letter to Spike Lee and having his director call you.
His executive producer, John Killick, called me.
Okay, and from there, what happened?
And from there, they offered me an internship on the film More Better Blues.
Oh, great. That's amazing. And what was that like for you?
It was amazing. It changed my life. Like, it literally changed my life. I wrote Spike a letter, and I asked him for the opportunity to learn, and he gave it to me.
Now, from that, going from there, how did you get into the casting?
I got into casting on that film. You know, I started out as a PA on set, but, you know, what they encourage us to do is try to work with all the different departments, figure out which one you really had an affinity for, and I ended up working with the Extras casting department, and I would work with them, you know, during the day, and I'd go after we wrapped, I would go help them in the office, and that's kind of how it found me. Like, you know, I didn't seek any of this. It all kind of found me.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Now, from there, after doing More Better Blues, what spirals from there?
Well, you know, the way that the film community was in New York at that time, it was all referral from Mo Better Blues. I went on to do New Jack City, then on to do Jungle Fever. And, you know, it just kept going one after the other till, you know, we ended up doing Juice and Malcolm X. And at that time, I don't know if anybody remembers, Spike was doing like a film a year. So I went back for that every year. And then, you know, whatever referrals we got during the year to do other projects, we did that as well.
Oh, really? That's interesting. It's really interesting. Now, how did you begin to form these relationships with people like Steven Spielberg, Oliver Stone, and John Singleton?
A lot of it was based on the fact that I came out of the 40 Acres camp. That's how John Singleton found out about me. And Steven Spielberg, when we did Amistad, a friend of mine knew Debbie Allen, and they told me this project was coming, and I just knew that I had to be on it.
Okay.
And that's one of the few projects I've ever pursued. I really wanted to work with Spielberg.
Really? And that was an amazing, amazing film. So you casted the extras for this film and some principals?
That was a period piece, and I was... You know, like I said, a friend knew Debbie Allen, and Debbie Allen came, you know, she talked to me, and she was like, okay, let's make this happen.
Great. That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, you've also worked on Waiting to Exhale and Sparkle with Whitney Houston at two different times. How was that for you?
Yes. That was amazing. You know, working with her on Exhale, you know, completely in awe of Whitney. And when it came time to do Sparkle, you know, I didn't want to do it. I kind of had, you know, was doing something else in New York, but they reached out to me, and it wasn't until I heard that Whitney was locked and that T.D. Jakes was producing that I said, okay, now I got to do it.
Okay. Oh, that is, and being that that was her last screen performance, that must have a special place in your heart.
Absolutely. I mean, we had no way of knowing at the time, and I thank God that the angel stepped in and made me change my mind, because like I said, originally I was like, I don't feel like going to Detroit. But, you know, when things turned around and I heard certain things, they were like, you know, the spirit just said go, and I did.
Okay. Well, at least you are a woman who listens to him and thinks. And now you worked with Spike Lee a great deal. Is that because you came from his camp and he likes you? Or you really love working with Spike?
I mean, it's a little bit of both, but, you know, he gave me and so many others a start. So, and he's such a consummate, you know, filmmaker. Like, he's an icon. So why wouldn't you work with an icon? It's not even so much. I mean, we also like each other, but he does good work, and why would you not want to be a part of history in the making.
Great. Now, Precious and For Color Girls, those were two really emotionally impactful films. What was it like doing the casting for those?
I mean, the thing about Precious was another one. Lee Daniels and I had been friends for years. I knew Lee when he was a manager. When he came along and said that he was going to be directing this film, I actually turned it down. I didn't want to do it. But this is before, and he, you know, his producers kept calling me, and then finally Lee called me, and he said, why won't you do my movie? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I was working on something with Oliver Stone. He was like, just read the script. You read the script, and then call me back and tell me why you won't do it. And when I read that script, by the time I was done, I was sobbing so hard. I was like, I have to do this movie. I can't not do it.
Wow, that's amazing. So oftentimes,
And as For Color Girls, I've been a fan of Ndozake Shange forever. So when this came about, it was going to be a movie, and they were doing parts of it in New York. I was like, I got to work on this one.
Okay. Now, when your instincts tell you no and you go against them, does that give you a hint that it's going to be something special?
That should be the thing now. Like when I say no. Maybe, you know what, I have to think about that. I had not thought about that until you brought it up, but maybe I need to pay attention to the things I'm saying no to, because they turn out to be blockbusters.
In addition to doing the Winsome Sinclair Associates casting, you also are involved in other things. What other opportunities do you bring forth?
Well, we also have a production company called Legacy Media Group. And we are launching, we have a lifestyle brand called Breezes, and we're launching WSA Atlanta tomorrow night.
Yes, I see. And that's going to be at Bar One. That's Peter Thomas's spot, correct?
Yeah, the Real Housewives of, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, yes. Very nice place. And it's going
to
be
So, yeah, we're very excited.
Too.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Woo-hoo.
So we're super excited. We have a lot to celebrate. It's been an amazing year, and we're gearing up for 2014 is my 25th anniversary in this industry. So it's going to be a year of amazing events.
Yes. You also do a blueprint series as well. Now, what is that?
The blueprint series is for beginning actors. It came about like maybe 12 years ago when I realized there were so many questions that young actors had, and they felt like they had nowhere to go to answer. And I was constantly sitting on set answering their questions. And I basically stood up and saw a need and filled it. And I created a place where they could go and get all those questions answered. And I bring in industry professionals to talk to them about it. And it's not an acting class. It's about the business of taxes, right? Should your headshot look like? How do you approach a casting director? How do you approach an agent? It's more about the business of acting.
Okay. That's amazing. That's excellent because I know there are a lot of people starting out who have tons of questions. And for you to kind of realize there's an open niche for that, that's
right.
Amazing. And you have the other starting owning the audition room, SOAR. What is that?
Yes, SOAR is starting owning the audition room. Now, that's about acting. That's about when you go into the room, how to do it for your – So you land the job. So the casting director, if you don't land the job, the casting director and the producer and the director actually remember you. So even if you don't get this one, you'll be called in for the next one. But people, if you've never been in the audition room or if you've never been on the other side of it, you don't realize what is it that keeps you from getting a job, let's say. We want to sort of debunk that and help you to nail your auditions moving forward.
Wow, that's... I keep saying wow, but I understand how important these things are because when you are a novice and you're green.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has to answer those questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually they don't know where to turn, or usually they're turning to someone who knows as little as they do.
Yes.
I put you in the room with industry professionals who've been in this game for a very long time so that you can ask a question that you have nowhere else to go to.
And that's needed, and that's really good because it gives you a really good foundation, because I know a lot of times you don't have a great foundation and your career kind of slips into the abyss until you find that foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you also do the PA boot camp as well?
Yeah, that's something that we started with Mega Evers College. And we're actually going to be launching it. We launched it with them 3 years ago. We took a year off. We'll be back next semester in the spring. We're also Hampton University is talking to us, and we're also going to be talking to Clark University as well to bring it to Atlanta.
Now, what made you decide to go to Atlanta?
There's just so much of Hollywood happening here. I mean, I took a couple of trips. I did a film here earlier this year, and everywhere I went, everybody said the same thing. There's so much work here. You need to be here. And I felt like, you know what, if I could come in and make an impact and make a difference, then now's the time, and I just went for it.
Now, how are you going to split yourself between the two coasts, the South and the
East? I'm going to have a lot of freaking flyer miles.
Okay. Now, if asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years with regards to what you're doing? What would you say?
Oh, wow. We have so many things on our slate. We're developing a bunch of stuff for film and television. We have a film that we're producing now that's going to be shooting in England next spring. We have a slate of things for television. And eventually, WSA will, Legacy, will have our own studio.
Okay. That's just fantastic because of the simple fact that and the amazing part about that is you get exposure to new and different things.
Absolutely. I'm very fortunate. I get to do what I love for a living, and now I'm getting to expand it to two different areas and involve more people. And I work with a bunch of people. It's a great team, and we love what we do.
And you have like a whole different
how can I put it? A whole different crew of actors and actresses to work with. Are so many the same actors that you've worked with on the East Coast as well?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you work with a lot of up-and-coming. Now, for the more seasoned actors, how do you work with them?
Say for the more seasoned actors?
Yes.
I mean, it depends on the project. You know, a lot of them I know. You know, it depends on the project. Sometimes you come on the project and you're casting it, and there's certain people already attached to it. So, you know.
There was, like, an actor or an actress who wanted to get in contact with you because they were looking for work. How would they?
I mean, the best thing to do is follow on my Facebook page or on my Twitter. We always announce the projects that we're doing. Can you hold 1 second?
Sure, no problem.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, to follow you on Facebook and Twitter because you announced the projects that you're working on via Facebook and Twitter?
We promote everything that we're doing on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, if they wanted to submit something to you, what would be the proper way to submit something to you?
Whenever we're doing a project, we always list how you can submit. But if you just want to send in for general, you know, consideration, you would send it to wsacasting@gmail.com.
I'm writing all this down because I kind of try to put some of this information on my webpage so that people have questions. They can always go back to some of the previous shows and see what's going on. So
sure.
Now, with this birthday, now,
mm-hmm.
What are you planning to do for yourself for this birthday?
You know what? I have so much to be grateful for. I don't have any specific plans, but if next year can be as good or better than this year, then I'm in a really good place.
Okay, that's excellent. Now, what projects are you working on now that are that would be interesting?
Well, like I said, we have a film that we're doing in England that's going to be doing in England next spring called Flowers Don't Grow in England, and we have a slate of television and other films that we are packaging and getting ready to put out there.
Now, I have a question. There's been an influx of a lot of English actors on the scene. Now, is this a good thing for the American actors or not?
It's not a bad thing. I mean, good. I mean, any, you know, true good actor just loves to see other good actors. And a lot of Americans are going over and working in Europe as well.
Okay. I was just always curious because I am an Idris Elba fan, okay?
Oh, yeah. And who isn't?
And there's so many others, but he's the one that stands out. Boy, does he stand
out. Well, he'll always have a special place in my heart because every year we do this event called Breezes, which is our give back, and it's celebrating the people in the industry. And when he came, I think he came to Breezes maybe like 6-7 years ago, but he was so sweet to my mother. I will always love him for that.
Oh, he's got a good heart, too. Oh, boy.
I'm getting an amazing heart, yes, exactly. He was so kind to her.
Oh, that's one that just makes it even better. Well, it's just so great that you could join us. And I have a little special, well, something that I want to do for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is just for you. That one's for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I have the biggest smile on my face.
I just wanted to do that just for you.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
I am so glad you can join us, and I would love to have you back. I mean, anytime you
Absolutely.
Want to come back, I would just love the opportunity to have you back. It was just great.
And anytime you want me to come back, just ring us up, definitely.
Okay, great. And please have an amazing, amazing opening, launch party, and a birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much. From your lips to God's ears.
Okay, great. So you take care, and we will be back in contact with you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right, thank you for the opportunity for letting me come on. And anybody that, you know, any of your listeners in the Atlanta area, you know, the party starts at 10, so just come by, celebrate, have a drink with us. We'll really appreciate it.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you take care, and we will keep tabs on you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great night. Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, that was Winston Sinclair, and she joined us. And even though we had a little bit of technical issues and everything, I am so glad we had the opportunity to meet someone
of her status and caliber, so that we could be able to, you know, just understand the casting and what would have someone decide to go into that particular industry and that job. You're going to have to forgive me for the technical issues that we had today. They were just beyond my control. So we're going to work that out because this has happened before. So I want to thank each and every one of my listeners for your continued support. You've been great to us, and we enjoy doing this. So please join us again on Wednesday when we will have Real Estate Straight Talk with Sharon Holman and Joe Bilardo, and they will have their dialogue on the real estate industry and what's going on. And then you can come back with us again on Saturday. Until then, be well and enjoy yourselves and have fun. It's a great day, and we just...
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.